It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here at 77 WABC, coming to you high above Madison Square Gardens. We're airing in the New York, New Jersey metro area, and of course worldwide at mybradio.com, and of course on the 77 WABC app. Of course, I must give a thank you to the great listeners. Thank you, New York. Nielsen Ratings has us again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. And that's a tribute to you, the great listeners. As you know, Mind Your Business every single week brings you C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries. And I get a chance to ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice on so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies. Tonight's show is going to be great on that. Leadership, strategic planning, communications, entrepreneurship, financial planning, time management, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world, and of course, so much more. As we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, and of course to the great support by the Bottom Line Marketing Group, Srilly, Rina, Miriam, Rifki, Dina, thank you. And of course to the great team here at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. Also, I must give special mention to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Mishpacha Magazine, we have a Take 5 column in there. Featured episodes have included the interview I had with Greg Chalker of Capital One, Christine Comerford, Yossi Heber, the founders of Warby Parker, John Scully of Apple and Pepsi, and others. And of course, readers of Mishpacha Magazine get it. Otherwise, you can pick it up in your newsstand. We're also on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV. This, many of the episodes that we've done on video have been on C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube. This, of course, is going to be on our dedicated channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis on YouTube. There are already, I believe, 40 episodes that are up there. And tonight's special guest will be an additional great video to that series. And as the listeners know, all past episodes, whether it's audio or video, are available at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And of course, there you could have access to all the past episodes. The interview we had with John Scully, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Dr. Adrian Boise, the chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and so many more. Jason Robinson, director of marketing at UPS. Rich Marin, the CEO of the New York Wheel. So many amazing guests. They're all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, I want to get to tonight's guest, the CEO of Fruit Street, Lawrence Gerard. This is actually a fascinating interview because we're going to talk business and also health. And what could be wrong with that? So, Lawrence, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thanks for having me.
This is special. So, you're a young guy, you're a CEO. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm 25 years old. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Fruit Street. I grew up in Huntington on Long Island. And okay. I was always interested in science when I was younger because I grew up a few minutes away from Cold Spring Harbor Labs where they did all the DNA research. So I would go to their summer courses, learn basic.
How young were you when you did that?
I was probably 7th or 8th grade.
Oh,
but then in high school, I was very naive and I deviated from science for a little while and wanted to play professional soccer. And so I ended up playing for the youth team of the New York Red Bulls during my senior year of high school. And that's how I got interested in diet and exercise, which eventually became more of a public health interest when I decided to focus on something with more of a social impact and go to medical school. And so that was my early life.
Very interesting. Now, I see here in your bio, you went to Harvard. Tell us about it. And then first tell us about that. And then my next question, the obvious question is, so you went to Harvard and now you're the CEO. What perhaps is a single takeaway? You could say that, you know what, I learned this in college and this I was able to execute in my responsibilities as an executive.
Yeah. So the year after I graduated from high school, I had decided I wanted to go to medical school. And so I was volunteering in my local emergency room at Huntington Hospital in the North Shore LIJ system, spent about 700 hours working in the emergency room, but it was a very unique experience because simultaneously I took three online courses through the Harvard Extension School, and the first course I took was in nutrition epidemiology with the Harvard School of Public Health professor. And so I realized by doing those two things at the same time that a lot of the patients we see coming into the emergency room with heart disease, diabetes, stroke, obesity, and other conditions, that we really could have prevented a lot of those conditions through the right diet and lifestyle intervention. But then the following year, I moved to Boston, and I was in the bachelor's degree program at the Harvard Extension School for two years, taking mostly government, public health, and psychology courses. I took a venture capital course and a computer science course on wearable devices, and had some professors who were physicians at the Institute of Lifestyle Medicine at Harvard Medical School, where they teach clinicians how to do these lifestyle modification programs with their patients. But it was also during my first year of college that Harvard opened the Harvard Innovation Lab on the Harvard Business School campus, where they have serial entrepreneurs come in and teach and mentor the students. And that was really where I learned about entrepreneurship. And ultimately just realized that I wasn't necessarily interested in becoming a physician, but I was interested in public health and how do we use technology to impact these lifestyle-related diseases. And so, you know, during my second year of college, Fruit Street had started as a summer project, and some physicians invested in it, and actually had a previous startup before Fruit Street. But, you know, a few years later, now we're doing this full-time and making a very big social impact. And I think the one takeaway would be that you know, I guess I learned through the Harvard Innovation Lab that entrepreneurship can be a tool to scale scientific research and ultimately have a big social impact. It's great if we have all this science, but you need business people to scale the science so that it impacts more people's lives.
You know, it brings to mind a recent interview that we had with John Sculley, who was the CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and now he's at RX Advance, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And he was talking about, you know, bringing business skills and applying it. And he actually said, you know, healthcare is solvable. Obviously, it needs a lot of mind. We're not going to get into what's going on in Congress right now and, and all that. But let's get into the meat and potatoes. What is Fruit Street? Tell us about what it's all about.
So Fruit Street is a public benefit corporation whose mission is to prevent and treat lifestyle-related disease using telemedicine, so virtual video visits with your healthcare providers, wearable devices like Fitbit, and our mobile application, which allows patients to take pictures of their food and get feedback from a dietitian. But what we specifically focus on is delivering the CDC's diabetes prevention program, which is a one-year-long diet and lifestyle intervention designed to help pre-diabetic patients lose 5 to 7% of their weight through diet and lifestyle changes. And it goes back to clinical research at Massachusetts General Hospital. And then the YMCA got a big CMS innovation grant where they enrolled 3,000 participants into a research study. And they wanted to see if the drug metformin was more effective than the lifestyle intervention in preventing diabetes. And they found that actually by making simple diet and lifestyle changes, it was more effective than taking a drug. And it reduced the risk for developing diabetes by about 58%. And the actual program at the YMCA was 22 one-hour-long group classes where a trained lifestyle coach would run these classes covering topics like cooking, sleep, stress management, exercise, you know, diet. And what we're doing is taking that in-person program and making it more convenient for people by doing group video conferencing calls with a registered dietitian. They get a free Fitbit and a wireless bathroom scale as part of the program, and they can take pictures of their food in the mobile app. And so instead of having to drive, you know, 30 minutes to a medical clinic or a YMCA, they can do this from their mobile phone, they can do this from their home, and it's just much more convenient for people.
Now, I mean, there are many in the listeners of this show who are hearing about this for the first time. How else do people hear about this, and how could they find out more information?
Well, some of the commercial health plans and insurance companies pay for this for their members, and these health plans will reach out to their members to inform them that you know, this is offered to you as a benefit. It doesn't cost any money. Physicians are becoming more aware of pre-diabetes as well, which is basically elevated blood glucose levels, but it's not quite yet type 2 diabetes. And so physicians are starting to refer into the program that Fruit Street is delivering as well. Sometimes an employer might also speak to their employees about this and offer it as a corporate wellness benefit. So you basically have physicians, employers, and health plans that are making people aware of the program.
My guest this evening is Lawrence Gerard of Fruit Street. You're tuned to 77 WABC, the Mind Your Business program. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Lawrence Gerard of Fruit Street. Now, while we were on commercial break, I couldn't believe my ears here. Lawrence is, this is really, really special. He actually said, hey, we are going to give away a free one-year subscription to three lucky listeners. Now, I couldn't believe Lawrence, first of all, thank you.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Now, explain to me exactly what this is. It's a one-year subscription to Fruit Street, which you told me, I mean, it's a $500 value for each one. That's times three. He's giving away $1,500 here. And actually, it's more valuable than cash because it's health. And if you could live longer by doing this, which is apparently what this is all about, then the value is so much more. So what exactly is this? And then, of course, we still have to get to, you know, more what it does. But what's the package? What will these people win?
So it's a one-year program where there'll be 22 classes that you can do from the comfort of your home through live video conferencing. So just like a Skype call. And you'll have your own registered dietitian who will go through topics like cooking, grocery shopping, sleep, stress management, exercise, all with the goal of helping you lose 5 to 7% of your weight. So if you weigh 200 pounds, we're going to help you hopefully lose at least 10 pounds by the end of the year. And that has been shown to reduce your risk for diabetes by about 58%. And you'll just feel better, look better, and be healthier as well.
Well, how long is each course?
A one-hour course. One-hour class for each.
One-hour class. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And can someone do it on their own time? Like, how does that work in terms of do they have to sign in the exact time that the instructor is doing it, or could they do it on their own hours?
It is a live class so that you can see and speak to the dietitian, but we'll find a time that's convenient for people.
Wow. Okay, so that all you have to do is send a text. That's our number, 64600, and put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. And again, three lucky listeners are going to win a one-year subscription to Fruit Street. Pretty gracious.
Also Lawrence. Includes a free Fitbit and a wireless scale as well.
I you know what? I'm going to keep quiet here. Lawrence is just going to go on. It looks like
we just want people to be healthy.
Beautiful. This is really special. Now let's get back to Fruit Street. You know, this is very innovative. This program, and that's why we seek out such guests. You mentioned diabetics and and I think there's also a category of people that are pre-diabetic. Could you, discuss that? What is a pre-diabetic? How does someone even know to be concerned that they should be concerned, about becoming a diabetic?
So there's actually 86 million people in the United States that have pre-diabetes, which is basically one out of three people. Directly ties into the overweight and obesity epidemic. And one way to know if you're pre-diabetic is to look at your blood glucose results. So if you're between 100 and 125 on your blood glucose result, you're pre-diabetic. You can also look at your A1C test. But there's also a screening questionnaire that's very simple that we could even do right now for people to determine if they might be at mm-hmm. risk.
You want to do that now?
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. I see you have this a very interesting sheet here that has questions. You want to read them all?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm just going to go through the questions, and it's a point system. So just add up the points as you hear the questions. And so the first question is, how old are you? So if you're less than 40 years old, it's going to be 0 points. If you're 40 to 49, it will be 1 point. If you're 50 to 59, it will be 2 points. And if you're over 60, it will be 3 points. The second question is, are you a man or a woman? So a man, it would be 1 point. Woman is 0 points. Third question, if you are a woman, have you ever been diagnosed with gestational diabetes? If yes, 1 point. If no, 0 points. Fourth question, do you have a mother, father, sister, or brother with diabetes? If yes, 1 point because you have a family history, or no is 0 points. Fifth question, have you ever been diagnosed with high blood pressure? Yes is 1 point, no is 0 points. Sixth question, are you physically active? Yes is 0 points, no is 1 point. And the seventh question would be, are you overweight? So if you're just somewhat overweight at 1 point, if you're moderately overweight at 2 points, or if you are very overweight at 3 points, if you scored 5 or higher, then it's more likely that you may have prediabetes. But to get the official answer, you would want to do that blood glucose or A1C test, which your doctor can help with. If you're above 60, sometimes you can have a very high score just because of your age. And so you may want to do that test. But this can give you a rough feel for if you're at risk for diabetes.
Now, on your website, do you actually have this form listed? How could someone get mm-hmm. a hold of this form on their own?
We could definitely provide that to them. If they text you guys, we can reach out and send them the link where they can do an interactive risk test.
Got you. Okay, so but presently on the site, it's not, is there a download button?
Not quite yet. We're going to be launching it in a couple weeks.
Got you. Okay, amazing. Because that would be a great questionnaire. And again, if you're just tuning in or you only picked up some of the questions that Lawrence mentioned, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this interview will be up on the archives, and you will be able to listen to the entire show from the beginning. So, okay, now, so it sounds like really anyone who's overweight also can benefit from Fruit Street. Is that correct?
That's right, and in fact, quite a large percentage of people that are overweight are probably pre-diabetic. Mm. Not all of them, but it's possible.
Right. So your entire program between all the classes and the wireless device mm-hmm. and the scale, all these things will help someone get into proper fitness and lessen the risk for diabetes.
That's correct. Yeah, in many ways it is a weight loss program, but the CDC likes focusing on diabetes prevention because it's such an expensive condition for employers and the health
three.
System.
And
right.
one is three.
It, most people don't even realize they're pre-diabetic. I mean, there's retired NYPD police officers that have taken the risk test, think they're healthy, and just very surprised that they're pre-diabetic. And so a lot of people who think they're healthy, they realize, wait, I need to reassess my lifestyle, actually.
Mm. So now I'm just going to ask you the really more of a branding question, if mm-hmm. I may. Fruit Street. I mean, that's a rather interesting name for your program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so actually the wife of one of our physician investors came up with it, and it's a street in Boston that has quite a few famous hospitals. And so the first physicians that invested trained at those hospitals and thought it was synonymous with the idea of innovation, clinical research, and just medical excellence, basically.
So that ties into the name there.
Yes.
Interesting.
Also, I thought it was kind of like Apple Computers. It's kind of like Fruit Street. It's easy to spell. It doesn't really have to do with the
That's
actual
true.
Thing. And fruit
That's
is healthy. So
That's true. That's true.
At first, I didn't like it. But then I thought about it that way. And I said, it's kind of good.
that's an interesting lesson. Many companies, the name grows on them.
Right.
I mean, technically, is Apple a great name for a computer company? Okay, now we're used to it.
Right.
So, of course, it's a great name. But I'm sure when it first came out, people said, Apple, like...
Right, it's almost like the marketing makes the name, the branding.
And that's a great... That's the point. In general, it's the follow-through.
Right.
It's the branding around it that creates the entire aura and loyalty and everything that builds up with the brand. Whereas if a company just puts out a unique name mm-hmm. and they don't do any type of marketing or branding around it,
right.
then they're wondering why no one knows about it. No one gets it. It's because there was no promotion behind it. Now, I noted that one of the most innovative features of Fruit Street is that it's real time. Patients can take, like you mentioned, patients can take photos of their food and receive feedback instantly. That, of course, the flip side is that's higher maintenance for, mm-hmm. for the company. How do you juggle that? You know, I mean, of course, it's great from the mm-hmm. People that are engaged in the program, but how do you manage to provide mm-hmm. that level of service?
So we have a large staff of dietitians who are delivering the program. And the thought is that it's great to do a video conference class, but what about the rest of the week where people are living their lives? And so we think that part of what drives the weight loss outcomes is actually that in-between follow-up. So maybe I take a picture of a soda that I drank at 2 p.m. Wednesday in one of my weaker moments, and my dietitian can see that on a web dashboard and write a comment like, you know, have you thought about trying water instead next time? And I'll get a push notification right back to my phone. And so we just feel that that's important because actually part of the way that we get paid by the insurance companies is based on do people lose weight or not. And so we have to really go above and beyond just delivering the class to make sure that people lose weight. And so it makes sense to have those extra touch points with people throughout the week.
So that's fascinating. That means that obviously you're interested in people's health, mm-hmm. in people's health, and I get that. But there's added incentive because there are benchmarks. You get mm-hmm. compensated from the companies based on real results. I mean, if people mm-hmm. lose weight, you do better.
Right. And in fact, so we get paid about $345 by the insurance companies to deliver this program. And of course, they don't give it to you all up front. They want to see the results.
That's the results.
And so it's actually four milestones. The first one is when the patient downloads the app. The second one is after the fourth week. The third one's after the eighth week. And then the final milestone, which is about a third of the entire payment, is when they lose 5% of their weight. So it's a really big impact on, you know, does this actually deliver results or not? Otherwise, they won't pay you the full amount.
This is really, really a fascinating conversation I'm having here with Lawrence Gerard. We are talking health as well as business, and there's nothing wrong with that because you got to be healthy, really, to perform. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Polling data, anyone? Hold on. We'll get right on that. Election day is Tuesday?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Are you applying for Medicaid and need assistance? Are you thinking about putting a loved one in a nursing home and require guidance? Call Senior Planning Services at 516-500-SENIORS or visit senior-planning.com to get the help you need by the professionals you trust. Their expert advice will save you money, time, and frustration. Call 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com. Applying for Medicaid is made simple with Senior Planning Services. Call 516-500-7364. 500 seniors. That's 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com for a free consultation.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis. Coming to you from 77 WABC. The headquarters here, high atop Madison Square Garden. And of course, if you tune in around the world, you're probably listening through the either the 77 WABC app or mybradio.com, mybradio.com. In case you're just tuning in, my guest this evening is Lawrence Gerard of Fruit. He's the CEO of Fruit Street, a really fascinating, revolutionary, cloud-based, I think it's or is it software as a service? Or it's
yeah, I mean, you could say it's a digital health service.
A digital health service. Pretty fascinating. In case you just tuned in, you will be able to pick up the entire show on the archives. It will become a video episode on Mind Your Business on the YouTube channel as well. And of course, the audio will be up at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And that's, of course, where you can access all our past episodes, roughly 115 to date. Yeah, we got a nice string going here. We've been on since mid-2015, and thank God now for many months in a row, we are in the top 10 in Nielsen AM radio. Let's get back to Fruit Street. What wearable devices do patients use to monitor, you know, everything that's going on? Now, you mentioned the Fitbit.
Mm-hmm.
Something about the scale, maybe you could describe
sure.
and how it interacts and how it gives your people the information mm-hmm. that they seek.
Yeah, so every participant is issued a body trace cellular bathroom scale. So it actually has a cellular chip in it, which means you don't have to deal with connecting it to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. And so you step on the scale, you weigh yourself, you see the number, but actually sends the data to Fruit Street in the cloud because each patient has a personal health record.
So they don't have to take a picture that's like,
no.
uh-oh, they're going to get upset at me. That's it. They step on
that. You don't
even
have to look at the number if you don't want to.
Let the doctor do that.
Yes. And so once you send that in, your dietitian can see your weight because she has a list of, here's my 200 patients. And then as you're doing things like stepping on the scale, using your Fitbit to track how many steps you're taking per day, taking pictures of your food, they're getting that data in real time to make sure that you're progressing on the right track. And the purpose of the Fitbit is to say, okay, am I walking 10,000 steps a day? Or the goal of the diabetes prevention program is 150 minutes of physical activity in a week. And then on the dietary side, we're looking for, you know, did you have 5 or 6 servings of fruits and vegetables a day and avoiding a lot of, you know, processed foods. And so it really allows us to monitor your weight, your exercise, and your diet very closely as well. But we also integrate with FDA-approved blood pressure cuffs that are smartphone-compatible, FDA-approved glucometers as well. And so if patients already had diabetes or they had hypertension, we can also monitor that data and see how their lifestyle is impacting their blood glucose or their blood pressure as well. And you can kind of see how everything connects.
Wow. Now, I do have to give a shout-out to Mel Lissiton, who introduced us.
And, yes.
Thank you. I also, how can I forget, Lawrence is doing something pretty amazing and very, very generous. 3 lucky listeners are going to get a 1-year subscription, which includes those 22 courses, a Fitbit, and this wireless bathroom scale. All you have to do is send a text to 64600. Put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. Again, 3 lucky listeners are going to win this. It's a $500 value per winner.
Yes.
And so he's giving away $1,500 on the show here, folks. It's actually much more valuable because it will, God willing, help you get healthier. And of course, mm-hmm. that's priceless. But again, all you have to do is send a text. Send it over to 64600. Put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. And 3 lucky listeners are going to be on their way to better health and enrolled mm-hmm. for a year for free. So thank you, Lawrence. Very gracious. Let's go back on Fruit Street for a moment. Let's talk about some of the business side. At what year did it start coming together? And what was that aha moment where you said, you know, this is going to be my future. This is how I'm going to help society.
Mm-hmm. Well, it started out when I was working in the emergency room and taking that nutrition epidemiology course.
And that's when you had that moment, as you mentioned earlier in the show.
Right. And I was actually doing something else at the same time, which is that I was volunteering for an education nonprofit called Learn to Be that provides free online video tutoring for K-12 students. And so very similar to telemedicine with a healthcare provider, except for education. And so I thought, why don't we take that video conferencing technology and apply it to healthcare? But then, you know, you saw all these wearable devices coming out at Best Buy, the Apple Watch, and I thought, well, hey, why don't we monitor these devices and go over it with patients through video conferencing? And so That was really kind of like the aha moment when everything was put together. Yeah.
Very fascinating. Now, let's talk about, again, to stay on the business side of things. In doing the research, I noted, and I hope this is not sensitive information.
Oh, no.
that you had 200 physicians that invested in your startup. Obviously, mm-hmm. there's big startup costs here. That gave you over $8 million into Fruit Street. So I guess my question is, why did you choose to go with physicians as opposed to going the VC route, venture mm-hmm. capitalists?
Well, I actually had a previous startup before Fruit Street that was called Prevently. And it was a similar concept. And I had recruited some physicians from Harvard Medical School to be investors. I recruited some Harvard Business School alumni to be investors. Mm-hmm. And ended up taking time off from school and moving to San Francisco to work on it. Mm-hmm. And at that point, we tried to raise traditional venture capital money and had some of those traditional investors. And I just found that they were almost too financially driven for a healthcare business that, you know, really the reason I started the company was to have a social impact. And so when we started Fruit Street, we said we're going to be a public benefit corporation. So what that means is that we're for profit, but we write our social mission into our bylaws, which is to prevent and treat lifestyle-related disease using technology. And so I thought, well, who's the perfect investor for that? It's really a physician, because they're not just going to be investing to get a return on investment. They have patients that have this condition that they really want to improve patient outcomes. And then on top of that, the physicians are going to give you better advice in terms of your product design, your business model, than a venture capitalist, in my opinion, because they're seeing patients every day. They have a medical degree. And so I thought, let's make this more of a grassroots movement of physicians that want to improve healthcare with technology. And even if we needed to raise, you know, $25 million, which is not a huge amount for a startup like this, well, why not have 500 physicians be the investors rather than, you know, one venture capital firm? And we'll have this network of supporters as well.
You know, it's so interesting, folks. You know, you're listening to Lawrence here. He's 25 years old. He's got a lot of brains. And here, he shared something which is very important to keep in mind. If you're looking for funding, so of course there are venture capitalists out there and investors, it's true. But there is a great case to be made to approach people that are familiar with your industry and also would have a vested interest in the cause.
That's, you might even be your customer and use the product.
It's so fascinating.
Yeah.
So because many people may not realize that. You know, it may have come natural to you to see mm-hmm. that. But I could so see someone saying, you know, okay, venture capitalists or people or bank, or I'll go to a bank, mm-hmm. et cetera. But to say, hey, you know what? At the end of the day, doctors want to see people healthy.
Right.
They want to see, I'll go to them. It's really mm-hmm. a fascinating takeaway. How has, if I may ask,
sure.
how has that route gone? Meaning, as far as mm-hmm. approaching doctors, has it been a difficult mm-hmm. journey convincing them, or is it, or they kind of get it and come on board mm-hmm. willingly?
Yeah, I mean, they kind of get it. I mean, every day we have three or four physicians that contact us about learning more just through, you know, social media.
Three or four every day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've had thousands of physicians contact us just by using social media to, you know, reach out to them. And We tell them, hey, download our technology. We'll do an hour call with you and kind of explain everything. And we just use the product to do our investor meeting. We don't even have to meet in person anymore. They're all over the country. We have them in even Europe. We have some in Singapore. And it's just a very geographically diverse group of physicians. They're in 15 different medical specialties. And we also don't just look at them as a source of money. We've actually set up a online advisory board forum where every week they're giving us input and giving us feedback. I think a lot of entrepreneurs make this mistake of just, you know, taking the investor check and then they don't talk for a year, but they're actively our business partners in this and, you know, giving us input.
Now, again, if someone wants more information, what's the exact URL? What's the exact website?
Yes, it's www.fruitstreet.com. So FRUITSTREET.com.
Now, before we go to a commercial break, I want to remind the listeners, Lawrence is giving away 3 1-year subscriptions, which includes a Fitbit and a wireless bathroom scale. First of all, thank you.
Of course.
I mean, that's $1,500. I didn't realize you're it's very, very generous.
One patient preventing diabetes. It's all worth it.
Very special. Very special. Lawrence, it's really an honor to sit here with you.
Thank you.
All you have to do in order to win one of those precious 3 1-year subscriptions is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. We're going to make the drawing sometime in late October, so don't push it off. You could do it tonight, do it tonight. Or if you're listening still on the on any of the channels, still if it's before, I'm going to let this run through the end of October because it's so valuable. Again, just send a text to 64600. Put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. That's our regular giveaway text-based program that we have. And therefore, if you do that, three lucky listeners are going to win a one-year subscription. And of course, thank you, Lawrence. That's very gracious.
Of course.
Yeah, it's really an honor to sit here with you, someone that's so driven. You know, it's special because we understand there's a company, a doctor is saving lives and a surgeon is saving lives, but yet they're making a salary. That one, you know, the one does not conflict with the other. That's fine. But when they use their passion and skill in order to apply it for a greater, you know, for a greater cause, for a higher cause, it's really noble and special.
And in many ways, I think that business and entrepreneurship is a tool to have a larger social impact than a nonprofit because it's more sustainable and you can That's grow true. And not have to rely on donations, you know, all the time. And that's one of the things that attracted me to entrepreneurship as a more scalable way to have a social impact than a nonprofit.
Very special. My guest this evening is none other than the CEO of Fruit Street, Lawrence Gerard. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Who's coordinating that fundraiser? Yes, hold on one second. Did anyone follow up with that donor?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group, marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Hi, this is Yitzhak Saflis of Mind Your Business. Well, I'm happy to announce that recently Mind Your Business joined C-Suite TV. Well, are you looking for some great business content other than right here on this show? Then check out C-Suite TV and watch in-depth interviews and business content for C-level executives and entrepreneurs. Watch and get insider secrets on demand by going to csuitetv.com. Again, that's csuitetv.com. C-Suite TV, business insights on demand.
Are you applying for Medicaid and need assistance? Are you thinking about putting a loved one in a nursing home and require guidance? Call Senior Planning Services at 516-500-SENIORS or visit senior-planning.com to get the help you need by the professionals you trust. Their expert advice will save you money, time, and frustration. Call 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com. Applying for Medicaid is made simple with Senior Planning Services. Call 516-500-SENIORS. That's 516-500-7364 or visit senior-planning.com for a free consultation.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you again to the great listeners for keeping us in the top 10 according to Nielsen. A very special honor, and thank you for trusting us with to consistently provide you with great content. And tonight is no different. Tonight I really have the honor of sitting here in the studio with the CEO of Fruit Street, Lawrence Gerard. Lawrence, again, thank you for coming up here and spending time and really educating us on so many areas that have to do with business and health.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes. Now, earlier in the program, you referred to a kind of a questionnaire that, and you actually set out the seven questions on how someone can track to see if they're at risk for diabetes. Can they, if someone wants to download that questionnaire, could they find it on fruitstreet.com?
They can just go to fruitstreet.com and there'll be a button on the homepage that says, you know, am I at risk for diabetes?
And am I at risk? And the question's right there. Amazing. So all the questions are there, you know,
right.
Either as a drop down or it's there on the website. So you can find out. I also want to mention it's an unbelievable offer that Lawrence is giving away. Three lucky listeners are going to win a 1-year subscription to this very innovative service, which includes 22 classes, a Fitbit, a wireless bathroom scale. All you have to do is text over to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. It's that simple. Send over, text MYB to 64600, and three lucky listeners are going to win a 1-year subscription, which is a $100 value, $500 value. How could I get that wrong? A $500 value per winner. Pretty special. And when I asked Lawrence, even on the air and off the air, he said, well, I'm going to make people better. So it's just
yes.
Very special, very special. And thank you for this. And those three lucky listeners, I mean, the value is really much more than $500, because if you stay healthy as a result, you get healthier. You know, it's, of course, priceless. Let's talk about, Fruit Street Services. We mentioned this primarily benefits pre-diabetes patients. However, you know, we touched on this, but I still want to stress this to everyone. Almost anyone, even if they scored only a 1 or a 2 on this, really can benefit from this, because it will just keep them healthier long term. Like they're pushing, because, like, for example, on the chart you had by age gets, like, people that are 50 to 59 get 2 points and certain other areas. Mm-hmm. So really, anyone, even if they consider themselves good health, like you mentioned, the some people in the NYPD that didn't realize, and then they suddenly realized that they were diabetic or whatever the case is. So really, is it fair to say that everyone out there really is a candidate to benefit from Fruit Street?
Definitely. I mean, we know that lifestyle modification and healthy choices really will prevent your risk for all types of chronic diseases, even if you're a healthy weight. I mean, you know, having 5 and 6 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, avoiding smoking, avoiding alcohol, reducing stress, having love in your life, all of these types of things reduce your risk. I had a professor at Harvard, he was a guest lecturer, Dr. David Katz, and he would say that the three biggest causes of 80% of chronic disease are forks, finger, and feet. So basically, fingers are smoking, fork is what we eat, and then feet is exercise. And then you could add three more if you want to go to the 6 cylinders of lifestyle, which are stress, sleep, and love. And so really anyone can make dramatic reductions in their risk for chronic disease just by improving their lifestyle, even if they're not overweight.
Now, you had mentioned earlier in the program that that insurance, or many insurance companies, are covering this. Now, aside from the fact that that's great, but I think that also provides a very important branding backing to Fruit Street, the fact that insurance companies are behind you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason why the insurance companies are paying for this program is that the original clinical research was published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2002, which was one of the top medical journals. And then CMS did a actuarial analysis showing that even for patients that attend 4 classes, the health system's saving thousands of dollars. And so the insurance company is paying for it for that reason, but also the Affordable Care Act requires them to have some level of coverage for lifestyle programs. And then Medicare will start paying for this diabetes prevention program in April of next year. And many of the health plans in this area will start paying for it, you know, next year as well, if they're not already. And so there are insurance companies that are definitely paying for this program as well.
My guest this evening is Lawrence Gerard. He is the CEO of Fruit Street. And of course, to find out more information, you could visit fruitstreet.com, fruitstreet.com. I'd imagine that since you're online, it's also available in other countries. It's not just for America and North America.
Yeah, we do have users in other countries. We are working on putting it in other languages as well. But it certainly can be done internationally, and we're looking at expanding quite actively into Europe as well. And so we encourage anyone from all over the world to contact us. And obviously, obesity and diabetes have become a global epidemic. Right. Some physicians say that we're exporting our calories. You know, have all of these fast food restaurants and even countries like Nigeria that you wouldn't expect, where it's not communicable diseases that are infectious anymore. It's non-communicable. And so they're having the same lifestyle-related problems that we have now, unfortunately.
I want to remind the listeners that Lawrence was extremely gracious, and three lucky listeners are going to win a one-year subscription to Fruit Street. And that comes with 22 courses online, feedback from dietitians.
Mm-hmm.
Feedback from dietitians, a Fitbit, a wireless bathroom scale. Again, three lucky listeners are going to win this. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and send it over to 64600, and you're automatically entered to win one of these precious three one-year subscriptions for Fruit Street. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Lawrence Gerard. He is the CEO of Fruit Street. In case you're just tuning in, you really missed something very, very special. But no worries, as the listeners know, by Tuesday morning, this will be up on the archives. All you have to do is go to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And there, if you, you'll see Lawrence Gerard. If you click on it, you'll see there's going to be a video of the show. There's going to be audio if you like to listen on your computer, if you like to listen on iTunes, you like to listen on player.fm. There's so many ways. We make it so accessible, and that's probably one of the main reasons why we're in the top 10 in AM radio here at this time slot. And again, thank you to the great guests and, of course, to the listeners that keep us in the top 10. Lawrence, first I want to remind the listeners about the very, very generous offer that you made here on the show. Three lucky listeners are going to win a one-year subscription to Fruit Street. All you have to do is text MYB to 64600, and you're automatically entered. Again, three lucky listeners. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business, and you're automatically entered into this very special giveaway. Three lucky listeners. It's a $500 value for each winner. They win the 22 courses. They win the free Fitbit. They win the
scale.
The scale. I mean, this is just, and of course, the value is so much more when you factor in that you probably will live longer as a result of this program. Now, we didn't touch on yet, I mean, fruitstreet.com, of course, it's internet. Let's say someone is like just completely mobile. Describe how your program works on the mobile side.
Well, we do have a Fruit Street mobile application for both iPhone and Android, and that's really where most of the time you'd be interacting with your coach. And so for logging your food, it's kind of like Instagram. It's one step. You take a picture of your food. We've had over 100,000 photos of food taken by patients, and it's simpler than writing it down on a piece of paper or using MyFitnessPal to track calories. You just take a picture, and your dietitian can give you feedback. You can do the video visits from the mobile app in a HIPAA-compliant way.
And that's important. You heard that. It's HIPAA-compliant, so it's secure.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can do text messaging with your coach, schedule appointments, and then right in the mobile app, view all of your Fitbit data, so steps, sleep, weight, but then also from other devices like the blood pressure cuff and glucometer, all in one place. And so I use the app for myself. I lost about 15 pounds. I take pictures of all my food. It's very simple and fun. And it just makes it convenient because no one's going to log their food on a computer. You need to be able to do it on a mobile phone very quickly and easily. And we make it really convenient for people.
Now, Lawrence, I mean, I'm going to say this on the air. I could try this, right?
Yes, you can try this.
Amazing. Wow. I know you mentioned this before. I just have to bring it up again. How special does it feel that you're helping make people better?
It's exciting because it's going from an idea on a napkin to... We have patients that have lost 200 pounds using the software.
I was going to ask you. I didn't want to put you on the spot. Like, what is the, what's your record as of today of how many pounds someone lost through Fruit Street?
I think it's around 200 pounds. We had one patient that was almost 600 pounds, actually had sudden cardiac arrest in a cardiologist's office. They revived him with the shock. And then they told him, look, you need to lose weight because this is life-threatening. And the patient was actually too heavy for bariatric surgery because the surgeons didn't want to take the risk. And so what we ended up doing was issuing the patient a Fitbit, giving him the Fruit Street mobile app. He was actually too heavy for the Fitbit scale at the time. He took pictures of his food, did a weekly video visit with a dietitian. And this patient was so heavy that it was even difficult for him to get to his doctor. And so he could do the medical visits with his doctor and lost about 200 pounds over the course of a couple of years of doing this program. And we have other stories just like this. And so it's really exciting to see it go from an idea on a napkin to really helping real patients.
And through their phone, if someone could do this completely through their
mobile. Yes, that's
right.
That's right.
Wow. And again, as you mentioned, a third of Americans are diabetic or
pre-diabetic.
Are pre-diabetic. That means they're at risk.
They're at risk for developing diabetes. They don't have it quite yet. And there's only been about, I think it's like a couple hundred thousand people that have gone through this program. So we really need to use technology to scale it, especially to reach rural areas as well, and make it convenient for people.
Now, you touched on this before, the CDC, which, of course, the Center for Disease Control, they have a diabetes prevention program. How does Fruit Street interact with it?
So the CDC is responsible for maintaining the curriculum, but also maintaining quality. So programs like Fruit Street, the YMCA, we actually have to send our outcomes data in terms of did people lose weight, are they exercising, to the CDC every year. And so we have a pending recognition status with the CDC where they follow you for several years and track your outcomes. And we're in direct communication with them about just the best ways to administer the program and best practices and how do we do marketing for the program. But they make sure that everyone's delivering the program in a high quality way to maintain the original integrity of the clinical research that the whole program's based on.
Before we come to the close, and it's amazing how fast time goes over here, I must remind the listeners that through the end of October, we are going to have this giveaway. Of course, if you hear it now, make sure just to already do it and encourage your friends. Three lucky listeners are going to win a one-year subscription to Fruit Street. This is unreal. Each one, it's a $500 value. That's the street value. Of course, the value to your health is priceless. All you have to do is text MYB to 64600, and you're automatically entered to win. Three lucky listeners are going to win it. If you're listening to this on the podcast, that's fine as long as before October 31st, 2017. If you're listening to it later, you can always go to fruitstreet.com. But this particular offer is running through the end of October 31st of 2017. All you have to do is text MYB to 64600, and three lucky listeners are going to win this $500 value and on how to make your on how to really get much healthier than you are right now. As we bring the interview to a close, Lawrence, maybe you could share a final takeaway for the listeners of Mind Your Business.
Sure, I'll share one business takeaway and one health takeaway.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's
so
cute. Go
on,
for it.
On the business side, I would say don't just look at a company as a way to make money. I mean, a company is really a group of people that delivers a product or service that solves a problem for someone else. And so start to look at business as a way to solve problems for society and even consider becoming a public benefit corporation so that you write the social mission into your actual bylaws to make it so center to everything that you do. And then the second takeaway on the health side is that, you know, you can't take your money with you, right? So you only have one life. And right. So look at your life and say, you know, maybe you have some money or whatever, but are you really happy? And maybe part of it is your lifestyle. And, you know, don't work all the time. Really just say, you know, I need to focus on my health as well, and also the health of your employees and your family, because, you know, the famous entrepreneur Gary Vaynerchuk says, if the six people in his life are healthy, you know, he's happy. But if one of those people has a problem, then you know, all the money in the world can't fix that. So really just remember that health is the most important thing far and beyond money or business success.
So special. Lawrence, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Well, this brings to a close, but before I do, I must remind the listeners again, Lawrence was very, very gracious. Three lucky listeners, and you could put in other, if you want, you know, tell your friends, three lucky listeners are going to win a one-year subscription, which includes a Fitbit and a wireless bathroom scale. Through fruitstreet.com. It's a $500 value. This is really serious. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. And again, three lucky listeners are going to win this amazing giveaway. It's going to run through October, so you could let your friends know. We're going to push it out on social media as well, because this is really, really special. Lawrence, thank you so much again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Of course. It was a pleasure.
So special. Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night to 77 WABC for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Thank you. Have a great week.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.